experience on the 26th and the 27th of July. It's the perfect family outing with photo moments, team deco, and a big screen adventure you won't forget. Tickets are just 285 kwacha and available now at Manda Hill and Gigi Bonta stores. Don't miss the biggest family movie event of the year, the Smurfs movie premiere, proudly brought to you by Butterfly.
After the Butterfly experience, parents and kids will never be the same.
Christian Voice News on your global link.
Economist urges government to simplify formalization of small-scale miners. Financial expert urges government to humanize the economy. And at least 10 dead in ongoing protest and 29 injured in Kenya. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Economist Trevor Hambai has called on the government to simplify the registration and formalization process for small-scale miners in order to prevent uncontrolled gold rushes that have previously led to loss of lives across the country. Mr. Hambai said that a more accessible and streamlined formalization framework would help avoid tragedies like the recent incident in Mufumbwe, where unregulated mining activities turned deadly. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Hambai stressed that the current complex and bureaucratic process of legalizing artisanal and small-scale mining operations often puts miners at odds with authorities. The cumbersome procedures discourage compliance and push miners to operate illegally, which increases the risk of conflict and unsafe mining practices, said Mr. Hambai. Mr. Hambai urged government to prioritize regulatory reforms that make it easier for miners to operate within the law, emphasizing that this would not only improve safety but also enhance revenue collection and environmental management.
To get a license for you to do mining might probably require you to pay 14,000 kwacha. Where will this Zambian who is in the rural area in Mufumbwe find 14,000 kwacha to pay for the license? Is that we must make it possible for Zambians to be inclusively part of the solution.
Treasurer of the Mohapwa Nursing Savings and Credit Cooperative, Teresa Matafuali, has urged young people entering the nursing profession to do so with vigilance, humility, and a strong sense of responsibility. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Osaka, Ms. Matafuali emphasized that nursing is not just a prestigious career, but a noble calling rooted in saving lives and responding to the urgent needs of humanity. Nursing requires more than academic qualifications. Young nurses must serve without pride and recognize the sacred responsibility that comes with the job, said Ms. Matafuali. Ms. Matafuali highlighted that the profession demands emotional resilience, as nurses often deal with diverse patients and complex health conditions. She encouraged young professionals to remain grounded in the ethical principles of nursing while demonstrating compassion and strength in their daily duties.
When you are nursing a patient, it's either that patient dies or that patient survives. So the other thing that we have to look at is the relatives that are at the bedside, those that are assisting the patient. It's better they follow what the doctors are saying, what they want their patient to be given. In this manner, this is where we come in as Mohapwa retired nurses. This is where we come in. If you need someone to look after your patient, whilst in the ward or outside the hospital.
Financial expert and JSK Wealth Hub proprietor John Sambaombe has called on the government to adopt a more people-centered approach to economic management by prioritizing the affordability of basic needs in order to ease the high cost of living. Mr. Sambaombe acknowledged the positive economic growth projections highlighted in the recently released Zambia Economic Outlook Report. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sambaombe, however, stressed the need to ensure that these macroeconomic gains translate into tangible improvements in the daily lives of ordinary citizens, particularly the most vulnerable. There's need to connect economic growth to the kitchen table where it counts for real households, said Mr. Sambaombe. He emphasized the importance of inclusive growth, calling on the government to stabilize market prices and address the slow and often uneven trickle-down of economic benefits from national indicators to local communities. Mr. Sambaombe further urged policymakers to focus on sustained strategies that directly strengthen household financial stability.
We need to be honest with ourselves. GDP is nominal. Inflation may have cooled down to 14.1% as well, yet most Zambians still feel the heat at the market, on the buses and in their homes. Meanwhile, we can't really feel the trickle-down effect. We've seen fuel prices being reduced at the pump prices. We are eager to see the costs of commodities going down as well, so that we can really feel the trickle-down effect.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ Commissioner McDonald Chipenzi, says the commission recognizes traditional leaders as key stakeholders in managing the Mfuwe constituency by-elections in Mavushimanda district of Muchinga province. Mr. Chipenzi says traditional leaders are important stakeholders as they promote cultural norms, values, customs and traditions. He noted that the commission will be working with traditional leaders in the Mfuwe constituency ahead of the poll scheduled for August 7, 2025. Zanis reports that Commissioner Chipenzi was speaking during a briefing for aspiring candidates, the media monitors and observers held at Lavushimanda Civic Center in preparations for the nominations to take place on Wednesday, 9th July, 2025. Mr. Chipenzi revealed that the commission expects peace, order and good behavior and conduct among the candidates, political parties, their supporters and as well as other stakeholders. In African news, police in Kenya clashed with demonstrators on Monday during anti-government protests as the authorities blocked major roads leading into the capital Nairobi and most businesses closed. According to government-funded National Rights Watchdog Kenya National Commission on Human Rights, at least 10 people died on Monday and another 29 were reported injured nationwide. A police statement published on Monday evening counted 11 fatalities and mentioned that numerous police officers had been injured, although it counted far fewer injured civilians than the rights watchdog. Coming up shortly, Trump to impose 25% tariffs on Japan, South Korea and other countries. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday via social media that 25% tariffs will be imposed on imports from Japan and the Republic of Korea, ROK, respectively, starting August 1. In his letters addressed to the ROK president and the Japanese prime minister that he posted on Truth Social, Trump said the new tariffs will be separate from all other sector tariffs. In the almost identical letters, Trump said, "Please understand that the 25% number is far less than what is needed to eliminate the trade deficit disparity we have with your country." That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Economist Trevor Hambayi has called on the government to simplify the registration and formalization process for small-scale miners in order to prevent uncontrolled gold rushes that have previously led to the loss of lives across the country. Financial expert and JSK World Hub proprietor John Sambaombe has called on the government to adopt a more people-centered approach to economic management by prioritizing the affordability of basic needs in order to ease the high cost of living. And police in Kenya clashed with demonstrators on Monday during anti-government protests as the authorities blocked major roads leading into the capital Nairobi and most businesses closed. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube.